First off, I'd like to start out by saying that her words, our hearts go out to the victims and the families of the victims that were affected by the tragic shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. You guys are in our prayers, and it's such a tragic thing to happen, but things like this happen, guys. And just want everybody to know that we're praying for you guys. We're praying for you. Hurt Nation, I kind of wanted to come on here and talk about the shooting, but not really about the shooting. Just things that didn't make sense to me. You know, just a couple of days ago, you had another school shooting where a former student came and fired off a couple of rounds. Luckily, there was a officer who knew what his duties were and was able to subdue the shooter, fired back at the officer. Officer fired back, striking the shooter, not in a critical manner, but still saved a bunch of lives, saved a bunch of lives, who knows. But you saw almost no media coverage of that, and really pisses me off because it just shows you how obsessed these globalists with their mainstream media outlets they all control and own, thanks to Operation Mockingbird. But this latest shooting is all over the news. And you know why it's all over the news? It's because kids actually died. People actually died. The other shooting, nobody died. An officer did his job and defended the rest of the kids and teachers and anybody down on the property at the school that could have fell victim to the shooter. It was a failed shooting attempt. Failed, and I say failed. That's why mainstream media hardly covered it. Today you had a successful shooter. A successful shooter. I say successful because, I mean, there's media coverage about the shooting everywhere. And you're going to see the same talking points. The NRA is going to get blamed for it. Republicans are going to get blamed for it. Conservatives are going to get blamed for it. Libertarians are going to get blamed for it. Second Amendment activists are going to get blamed for it. Gun owners are going to get blamed for it. Everyone is going to get blamed for it except the actual fucking shooter. Because I don't see how the NRA as an organization can physically pick up a gun and pull the trigger. It's impossible. So if you're one of those persons who blames the NRA and blames Republicans and conservatives, how do conservatives and Republicans as a whole collectively pick up a gun altogether, physically point it at somebody and pull the trigger? Explain that to me. Because I can decipher, I can analyze, you know, what it would take for a gun to get picked up, and the amount of pounds it takes to pull that trigger. The NRA itself, the organization, the NRA, cannot pick up a gun and pull the trigger. A person has to do that, and you had a person do that today. And what they're also not going to tell you is, you know, he posted photos on social media platforms where he had his trench coat and it had communist symbols and Nazi symbols, but they're not going to show that. They're not going to show it. They're just going to say it was another crazy white kid. It wasn't even a white kid, but they're not going to release his name. I don't think they'll release his name, at least not right away. Guys, they're trying so hard to come after you and your weapons, to disarm you. Because once they disarm you, you're easier to enslave. It's easier for them to round you up when you don't have anything to defend yourself. Oh, okay, you have a knife. Well, guess what? They have guns. But you don't have a gun because they took your guns away. And you know why? Because you willingly voted for them to take your guns away. Not me, though. Not me. And never where I'm from. Because where I'm from, it's a cold day in hell. And that's another thing, is I like guns. I love guns. I don't use guns just to fucking look at them and have them out around and use them with ill intent, just with full stupidity, just having a gun, just waving it, pointing. No, like, you see these rappers and rap videos just fucking pointing guns at the camera, thinking they're cool and shit. No, I don't do that. In fact, I don't ever show a gun. Ever. Unless I'm taking it out to put it away, or I'm putting it onto my body, or if I have to use it in self-defense. Other than that, I don't touch my gun unless I need to touch my gun. Now, if you're like me and you've bought guns before and you buy guns, you know that when you go to your local gun store, they make you fill out a form, right? Right? You know that. All right, and on this form, every ounce of information has to be correct. Where I'm at, your ID has to have your current address, and there can be no mistakes. Even if you make a mistake, they make you initial that shit. And you know who does the background checks? In order for you to purchase a gun or be able to purchase a gun, the FBI. Now, I used to work at a local gun store. And I used to ring up customers. And part of the process was sending in the application for the background check. Now, online, it's faster. When you call, it takes a little longer. But if that form or there's any information wrong, boom, you can't buy that gun. You just falsified information. Things aren't matching up, quick like that. But for some reason, these kids who have mental disorders, mental problems, they take a bunch of pharmaceuticals to combat it, but it just makes them more crazy. That's all pharmaceuticals do. That's why you got that HPV vaccine or treatment that is basically giving you cervical cancer. It's not helping HPV. It's helping the cancer progress. It's helping it turn into cervical cancer. Okay. So pharmaceuticals do. Like my anxiety medicine just made me more anxious. It made me feel like a crackhead. It made it worse. So if the FBI is so critical on how this form is supposed to look and come out with no mistakes and everything, because that can derail your mission of buying a gun, buying a firearm. Excuse me, guys. But for some reason, And I'm not just talking about the Santa Fe shooter, this shooter here over there in Texas, over there in Santa Fe, Texas. I'm talking about, period, anybody who gets a gun and does something wrong with it, for some reason, they're allowed to purchase firearms. And that falls on the FBI. Not the NRA. Not the Republican Party. Not conservatives, not libertarians, not gun owners, not pro-Second Amendment activists, but the FBI for allowing them to get their hands on these weapons and firearms, and also the shooter themselves. But can you blame the shooter? Can you blame the shooter? I mean, really, for being driven to go do something like that? When in today's society, everything is to push you to the edge like that, so that you go crazy and you decide to go shoot up a school, or shoot up a bunch of people, kill people, innocent people you don't even know, or commit suicide, or live in fear, or be a social justice warrior, crazy out of their fucking mind, acting batshit crazy. I always say this, you're going to hear me say this a lot, but it's all systematic. It is all systematic. I saw that Hillary Clinton said something about fucking soul searching. I thought that was hilarious. I almost died of laughter. Yeah, I just could not stop laughing. My wife had came out of the room and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I showed her. You know, she did the eye roll. Like, oh my God, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Because your time is coming. I hate that bitch. Fuck you. Fuck your husband, Bill Clinton. Fuck Chelsea Clinton. Satanic fucking bunch of bag of dicks. One thing I am passionate about, guys, is taking down the globalists. Taking down the global elite, the banksters, draining the swamp, outing every corrupt individual in government, in your public services there locally where you live, in your local government, state government, corporations, banks, anything and everything. Corrupt individuals. Out it. Because you know why? Because they're traitors. They're traitors. And people like Hillary Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama, and creepy fucker Joe Biden. And the rest of the globalist. I'm kind of losing my train of thought, guys, because I'm trying to find scissors so I can do some things. I could get hurt so I could chill the fuck out, because I'm so fucking upset about this, man. Because everything I said at the beginning of this video is going to happen. That's all you're going to hear about in the news. They're going to come after guns again, because they're really pushing. It's
fucking waste of time on their part. It's an absolute waste of time on their part.
Waste of fucking time, waste of energy, waste of their finances, but fuck it, I don't care, it's their money. Yeah, people like fucking George Soros spending, pretty sure, billions of dollars trying to overthrow countries, and he's over here walking planet Earth looking scot-free. Doesn't make any sense. That just goes to show you how ass backwards everything is. He's an admitted Nazi collaborator. I think it was last year. I'm not even sure if it was last year. But I could have sworn I saw or read an article about a Nazi being arrested or finally being sentenced for his crimes. But George Soros is out and about doing whatever the fuck he wants to do, trying to overthrow countries, lying to the masses, establishing fake organizations, these dumb people go and work for because they think that they're actually making a difference. Or they know their mission and they're just down with communism and socialism. They hate the countries that they live in. Guys, I'm gonna stray from the path from what I'm talking about, but if you do listen to the podcast, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm in the process of making one more prize, but in an effort to get you guys to write us, to give us feedback, wanted feedback, the first three people to email me and rant, or to DM us on Twitter, or message us on Instagram, you're going to get a prize. Prizes that I, Jeremiah, made himself by hand. I really worked on this shit, guys. I got one more to make. I'm not going to tell you what the prizes is. So I want you guys to be able to come back and share them on Twitter or Instagram or wherever, so you can spread the Hurt Words podcast, and we'll give you a shout out to the winners here on the podcast. You can check us out on Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, and I believe Spotify. You can email us at Hurt Words with a Z. Hurt Words instead of an S to Z at gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, the Hurt Words Podcast, Twitter handle at Hurt Words 3. Send us a DM. Send us a message on Twitter at Hurt Words with a Z. I think you'll really like the prizes. Pretty badass. I made them by hand. One of them took me about 3 hours to make. The other one took me about 4.5 hours. And that's not because I did it all the way through. I had to come back to it and stuff. So it took me a while. But they're all fucking hand-did. Yeah, that's right. They're made with love. They're made with love. One of them, it's really fucking badass. It's going to the first person to message us. The other two will get two different prizes. The other one is a pretty cool little thing. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what it is. First prize is pretty fucking badass. I take my time on that shit. I love the colors. They pop. So please, message us, find us, follow us, retweet us, mention us, like our stuff, share the podcast, share the podcast, share the podcast. Let's bring down these fucking globalists together, huh? Wake up. It's time to get hurt. Yeah, that's right. I'm a fucking gun-loving, constitutional-loving, Bill of Rights-loving, pro-gun, probably already said that, but I'm already fucking hurt, pro-Trump, pro-America, pro every fucking buddy. Pro humanity. Politically conscious. Politically informed. Aware. Woke. Individual who loves to get hurt. Does that blow your fucking mind? Because it should. I'm a rare breed. We're rare breeds. You know why? Because even though I have the opinions I have and the ideas I believe in, I'm still open into hearing another person's perspective. Something the left can't do. Can't even have debates without getting upset. And then they start talking in like jibber jabbers and start fucking cussing you out, talking shit, saying things out of their ass that don't even make sense. And you know why? It's all because they don't have a rebuttal. Because they don't know why they're fucking angry. They just do believe whatever they're told. Because they're weak in the mind. But it's not their own fault. It's by design. Because it's, in the end, systematic. And I have an honest thought. And maybe you have a different take on this. But I personally believe that we will be successful in bringing down the globalists. We will. Collectively. Especially if you're tuning into this fucking podcast and you're like, damn, I'm liking what this guy's saying. Share the podcast. Share the podcast. You know why I tell you to share the podcast? Share episode 10, okay? Share episode 10. Share this one. Because we have to do it together. We have to spread the word together. We have to get the information out together. I can't just do it on my own. I can't. I'm not begging you to do it. I'm just saying do it because it benefits everybody. This type of information, the truth, it's beneficial to everybody, including the people on the left. And going back to what I was going to talk about. When things are finally out and the left really do go crazy because they find out that everything they thought was absolutely wrong,
what do we do with them? Because, yeah, I can talk shit about liberals and the left all fucking day, communists, socialists, pushers. I can. But at the end of the day, I can't even be mad at them because they just fail to the system. The system which the elite created. All right? Because it's all part of a singular plan. It's all part of a bigger picture. Dumbing you down and eradicating you. Then making off with all the resources, the technology, and going to do this breakaway civilization thing. What do you do with the left? What do you do with it when they find out that everything they believe is wrong? Hillary Clinton was a criminal, truly was a criminal, is a criminal. Bill Clinton is a criminal. Barack Obama wasn't a U.S. citizen, did falsify his social security card, or his birth certificate, I'm sorry. Probably his social security card too. Bill Gates is an evil person that doesn't care about minorities and is a globalist. The fact that the New World Order is real. What do you do with them? You stick them in mental institutions? Because how crazy are they gonna go? You think they're crazy now? Just wait till they find out that they're actually wrong and we have evidence that they're wrong. Their fucking heads are gonna blow up. What's gonna happen? I really wanna know what's gonna happen to them. Are they gonna like short circuit? Like fucking robots? What's gonna happen to them? Because when they finally wake up, see this guy, it's either two ways it's gonna go. Because either we're gonna be successful against the globalists, or the globalists are gonna be successful against us. That's why they're censoring conservative news. And you know, it's not even conservative news, because if this was an alternate universe and being on the right meant you were a liberal, they'd be going after the left, okay? It'd be the same thing. It'd be the same fucking thing, just different names, same narrative. Either it's too late, they wake up too late because they still find out the truth, but the truth is that the global elite want and they do enslave us and eradicate us, it'll be too late for them. It'd already be happening. Or we can win against the globalists and the truth can come out and they'll find out still they were wrong. Everything they believed was wrong. What do we do with them? You can't just throw them away because they're human beings. They just fell for the system. Just some crazy thoughts. Yeah. You know, some crazy things I think of here and now, every now and then and again. I feel a lot better getting that off my chest, but that's pretty much all I have to say with it right now. So I'm going to end it on that note, just because hopefully we'll have an episode out tomorrow in the morning for you guys so you can check it out, though you got something to listen to while you're at work. Whatever the fuck you're doing, hopefully it's getting hurt. Woo! Hurt Nation. Jeremiah on the motherfucking mic.
hurt like a motherfucking kite.
Hopefully you get that analogy. Kites don't really get hurt, but, you know, they're up in the sky.
Remember, guys, shoot us a message on Gmail, hurtwordsz@gmail.com. First person to do it wins a prize. You send us a DM on Twitter, hurtwordspodcast, Twitter handle at hurtwords3. You win a prize. First person to message us on Instagram at hurtwordswithaz. You win a prize. Everybody likes free prizes, right? And we'll also shout you out. And if there's any social media platforms you're on, maybe you do like a, you know, you provide a service or you own your own business, we'll definitely give that a shout out. Because, you know the philosophy here on Hurt Words is we can all prosper together, man. We can all prosper together. We can all be there on the top of the mountain. You with me and me with you and you with me. Just making it fucking happen, happy. Everybody successful. Everybody with shelter and food and all the necessities that they need. And more things that you want. But that's it for today, guys. Hurt Nation, remember, hurtwords@gmail.com with a Z. Twitter. Hurt Words Podcast, Twitter handle at Hurt Words 3, Instagram at Hurt Words with a Z. If you're hurt, fucking badass. If you're getting hurt, fucking badass. Get hurt, stay hurt, get even more hurt, get even more hurt. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you. Have a good day. Be safe out there. Be vigilant. Don't be selfish assholes. Look out for one another. And remember, you're never alone. You're never alone, guys. Don't let the worry get to you. Don't let the anxiety consume you. And don't let the fear eat away at you. You're never alone. Talk it out. Talk it out. Don't let it build up. Don't let it build up. It's not good. It's all right. You're a fucking human being. I'm a human being too, man. Be safe out there, guys. We love you. Peace out, man.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.